gentleman from Kansas. This is a 15-minute session max. Bill, please.
Well, you know, obviously I don't think I could be or we could be more excited or more proud than what we are right now. Not only going to San Antonio, but the way that we did it, you know, beating an historic program, maybe the greatest college basketball coach of all time, and such a talented roster, and to do it in a way that we haven't done it all year long. You know, we haven't beat anybody on the glass all year long. We win the rebounding battle by 15 or whatever today. So I couldn't be happier or more proud, and certainly very proud to be a part of that game. That was an epic game, that one of the best ones, if not the best, that I've ever been a part of.
First question's right here. Thank you.
John Nantel with the Omaha World Herald. Yeah, Devontae, just the final 6 minutes of the game plus overtime, you guys were both trading baskets, and I think you kind of, I would imagine, feel the tension. Just talk us through, what was that like, you know, that stage and having to perform in that moment?
You know, that's what you come here for, to play in those moments. And all I kept telling the guys was player make plays. So I knew we was going make plays down the stretch, and we've been in plenty of situations like that, and it was fun going back and forth like that, and it was just a great Elite Eight game.
I'm Mark Tracy from the New York Times. For the players, you know, I think you guys probably had faced a zone or two before this year, but you know, this is still a new thing. It seemed at some point that it clicked, that you guys figured out kind of how to especially get Malik open shots. Was there a moment where it clicked? Did you guys kind of figure something out, or did you always kind of have a sense of how to attack it?
It's V, you start off, and then we'll come to Malik, and then Devontae.
Yeah, I would say we just always attack. You know, today Malik was open a lot of times, and, you know, he was 48% from three-point line, I guess. And, you know, he shot it great today. Everybody shot it good. Everybody attacked the zone. We were finding their weaknesses in the middle of the zone, lob, so I think it played out well.
I mean, just to piggyback on what Svee said, I mean, Coach just told us just keep attacking the zone. And they was gapping it so much that, you know, Coach just said if we was able to get paint touches, then the three-point line would open up. And, I mean, I think LeDure, he did a great job in the middle of being active in the zone. And we was able to get a lot of shots in the corner, which really opened up the penetration for us.
Yeah, basically what they said, and we knew that we could get the ball flat because of how high they played up, and we were just trying to, you know, get LeGero the ball in the middle and told him to go make plays, and got a couple lobs and easy baskets like that.
Zach Braziller, your post. Bill, just talk about Svee's game. I mean, he's guarding Bagley for so much of it. He hits the big three with 25 seconds left. I mean, it seemed like that's obviously an incredibly tough role to put someone his size in to guard a guy like Bagley. What did you just think of his overall game?
I think that, you know, power versus power, you know, 205 pounds over there. I thought his defense was unbelievable. I really thought Malik's defense on Grayson was terrific too. But Svee, to me, things that we haven't really worked on, you know, butt front and 2 feet in front, you know, things. We started the game trapping with the point, and then Duvall hurt us, and so. But he didn't keep him off the glass. He still had 10 boards, but for him to only get 4 offensive rebounds when we got a guard guarding him. And I thought he was terrific. And he got a huge steal late when they ran a ball screen and tried to throw the ball back. But everybody played, everybody contributed. But certainly, even though Malik scored a lot of points, I don't know that anybody had a better game than what Svee had.
Yes, Sam Mellinger with the Kansas City Star. Svee, I actually wanted to ask you exactly about that. What was that like guarding Bagley in the post? Do you have much experience guarding a big, talented guy like that? And I was also curious, Malik, your perspective on that, on Svee guarding the big guy.
Yes, to you, bro. Oh, I mean, I thought he did a great job. like Coach said, I mean, he was only able to give four offensive rebounds. And coming into the game, we knew him and Wendell got like 40% of their shots back. So, I mean, I think Svee, he did a great job of battling down low and just being tough down there, being tough and strapping. I mean, just not letting him have his way.
Svee, how about you?
I would just say all the time he was in the court, I was just always with him, you know, just pushing him a little bit so he can feel me every time. Don't let him go everywhere, like, without me actually just put my hand on my body on him so he can get tired and stuff. And I was just doing it the whole game, so, you know, he doesn't feel, like, free going around the court.
We're here, we're in the back row, and then two on this side. Go, please.
Yeah, Jake Trotter with ESPN. Svee, you had missed a couple of wide open threes there, you know, in the closing minutes. What's going through your mind as you step up there with 26 seconds to go?
Oh, man, everybody telling me keep shooting. You know, DT, after the last one I missed wide open, DT said, man, just keep shooting the ball. And, like, two next possessions, you know, he passed me the ball. I was thinking about passing to a corner, but I think Wendell just gapped it, so I just shot the ball and he went in.
Chris Lazarin with Kansas Alumni. Devontae, as a senior team leader, could you offer us a big picture perspective as Coach did to open this, advancing to the Final Four against Duke, another big KU-Duke game, and you getting your Final Four against Duke?
It's just a great, great feeling for us, for the fans, just everything that we've been through this year, all the ups and downs, and, you know, the boot camp and everything that we've been through, you know, we do it for moments like this, and it's just special, you know, especially getting here this same game last 2 years and losing it, you know, it's just getting over that hump, and it just feels unbelievable.
This is for Bill, I guess. When Grayson let that shot go at the end of regulation, did time stand still for you?
It did, and, you know, Malik defended it perfectly, but he still got it off the backboard and kind of spun around. It looked like he had a chance to fall in, and fortunately when it came off, you know, it was at zero, so there was no time for any rebound. But yeah, we were fortunate, you know, because, you know, they put the ball in his hands late to go make some plays, but Malik defended it perfectly, and I think that stop did give us some confidence, you know, going in, no question, going into overtime guarding them.
Down on the right hand side,
John Mabry with the Topeka Capital Journal. Malik, can you talk about if you had any, you obviously came through in this one, but what it meant for the two guys on each side of you to get to San Antonio?
I mean, it meant a lot. You know, these guys, they've been here plenty of times, and like Coach always said at the beginning of the year, you know, they've been knocking on the door the last 2 years. So, I mean, it just means everything to see these guys be happy going to San Antonio. And, I mean, you know, this basically what we was playing for, you know, to help these guys get over that hump. And I'm just glad that I was able to contribute in a good way to help these guys. And, I mean, man, I couldn't ask for any better leaders than these two guys.
We have 7 minutes to go. We have two questions up. Start here.
Zach Brazil, New York Post, first Svee and Devontae. I think it was maybe about 15 seconds left when they started fouling, and you kind of knew you guys had the win, and, you know, this, you guys obviously had huge smiles on your faces. What, can you describe what that emotion was like after getting to this point and, you know, being heartbroken to get back here and, as seniors, and to break through?
Devontae first, please.
It's hard to describe, man. You know, the last 2 years, you know, it's just like you said, it's heartbreaking, and you know, you come back and you get another shot at it again, and you lose again, and then you come back and you're in the same game, and yesterday and all the media and stuff is all about how you're gonna get over the hump the last 2 years, this and that. So you think about it all the time, and you know, we knew we had the game wrapped up. All we had to do was make a couple free throws. We just came and hugged each other and just said, you know, we love each other and happy that we could get over that hump.
Yes, Svee's next.
Yeah, like at the end, we knew we were coming close to the Final Four, and, you know, just me and Devontae and Malik and Legere, all the, you know, when somebody else shooting free throws, we just stayed there and said, man, we're just coming close. We just got to finish the job right, and, you know, we finished it good, and we know everybody can shoot free throws. So whoever throw it in, they're going to foul, and we're going to make them shots.
Coach Doug Duda, KXPN Radio. you talked about actually winning the rebounding battle, and you did that without Udoka on the floor most of the basketball game. Can you expound on how you were able to do that and maybe how the game changed because Duke finally took the lead when he fouled out?
Yeah, well, Silvio did a great job of filling the void. You know, even though he didn't score much, he was a force defensively, and he obviously was great on the glass. But you know, the way that we would out rebound Duke is strictly by committee and scrap. And you know, you have Devontae. I think Devontae gets six, and Malik gets seven, and Sfee gets 10. So that's a lot of rebounds for our guards. If you add them up, that's 16. That's 23. And the other thing is, when you look at their rebounds, they got 32, but eight of them were off deflections out of bounds. So they only got 24 rebounds when they actually secured it. So, you know, even though they may have got some rebounds by numbers, it was like that those out of bounds plays didn't allow them to get in transition. Those out of bounds plays didn't allow them to get second chance points. So that was the best we've done on the glass all year long, and the most dominant we've been, without question. We've really labored in that area, but today we were terrific.
5 minutes to go. Three questions are up. Go.
John Natale with the Omaha World Herald. Bill, Devontae described that game as fun. It was fun for us. Was it fun for you?
I told the guys, I said, I hope you guys can have as much enjoy playing the game today as I will coaching it. And I meant that. So many times when you're kind of the favorite throughout the season, you know, the wins are relief as opposed to as much fun. And today was one of those games I felt like, I don't know how they felt like, I felt like that was one of those deals. No matter what happened today, it was going to be disappointing if you don't win, but you're just proud to be a part of that game, proud to be a part of this. That's something that's bigger than just individuals. I mean, it's Kansas and Duke. We didn't even talk about going to Final Four. All we talked about was playing Duke. And I do think playing Duke in that game helped us playing a school of that caliber and program of that caliber. So it was fun. It was fun to be a part of that. I would be proud to have coached in that game, even if the outcome was different. But certainly with the way the outcome turned out, it made it as special a game as I've ever been a part of, with the exception of one.
Coach, would you have seen this trip to the Final Four as being even possible a couple months ago?
No, we didn't even know who was going to finish the season with our roster a couple of months ago. I mean, we had some hard lessons to learn, and I had to do a better job of motivating and coaching and pushing the right buttons. But I didn't think that we were winning, but I didn't think we were a very good team, even though we were winning. And sometimes when you win, that camouflages what you don't do well. And then when we got exposed visually and by losses, I think that helped us in the long run and changed our mindset.
Zach Brazil, New York Post. Svee, when did you know you were going to be guarding Bagley a lot of the game? What did you kind of find? Did you kind of think when Duke won that would be the task, or did you kind of find out the next day? And what was your reaction when you kind of realized that?
I mean, I got a guard, and that's what it is, you know, every game.
When they won.
Yeah, when they won, like, I knew because I'm always playing the four, so I'm probably going to go.
He's our power forward defensively. Yeah. Yeah. He has been all year, so he knows that's would be his matchup.
Yeah, big guard. next game, next opponent, and, you know, next player who I got a guard. So that's about it.
Malik, when you set out your transfer year and going through all the tough workouts and stuff, did you picture a moment like this to motivate you? Did you think something like this was coming?
Most definitely. I mean, like even like Coach said, we had a lot of hard lessons early in the season. We had some tough losses and things like that. But at the end of the day, this is why you come to Kansas, to be in games like this, to be in moments like this. And I just knew that the guys that was beside me, I knew those guys, they cared, they worked hard each and every day, they loved one another. So I had no question that that we can get to this moment.
We're going to take these two questions, and that'll be it right here first.
coach, and if any of the players want to chime in, how big of a factor Edge was experience? You know, you guys have been here twice before. There, besides Grayson Allen, they're key guys. This was the first Elite Eight game, obviously, for them.
Well, I can't speak to them. I thought, you know, they only turned it over 11 times. They made their free throws for the most part. I didn't think that there was anything that they did that showed inexperience, to be honest with you. I thought there's a lot of things that we did to show experience. So, that was a heavyweight fight. They staggered us, but we found a way to come back. We staggered them a few times. But the biggest thing I think the experience showed was when things weren't going right, we didn't panic. And we had more opportunities to panic than they did. For the most part, because they led the majority of the game. But the only bad stretch I think that we had, if I remember right, we left the timeout up five, and next thing you know, they go up like one or two with about six left or something like that. But other than that, I mean, we didn't have a bad stretch the entire game for the most part. And even we had 18 turnovers. I bet you if you go back and look at the 18 turnovers, I bet you eight were where we got the ball exactly where we wanted to get it and just didn't make a play. We wouldn't have won the game without experience, but I think talent was as much of anything in us winning that game today.
Final question.
John Natale, Omaha World Herald. Bill, at the end of the game, I think I saw you just sort of raise your fists and maybe scream a little bit. What was going through your mind then?
Well, you know, these guys know I try not to be too emotional. I'm not the most emotional guy, but sometimes, you know, you can just be overcome with it. And at that moment, I was. I mean, I'm happy for our staff and our school and, you know, all that stuff. But I'm more happy for these guys because they've sacrificed so much and haven't experienced what the very best of college basketball is all about. And you think about it, hey, in their careers, all we've been is the number one overall seed, the number two overall seed, and the number three overall seed, and haven't gotten to a Final Four. So, you know, that means that these guys have done so well to put us in a position, but we hadn't kicked the door in yet. So I'm happy for us, as staff, school, and everything, but I'm more happy for these guys. And because they deserve to experience what the best of college basketball is, and that'll be what takes place Saturday and Monday.
Gentlemen, thank you very much.